The Gospel of Mark. Chapter 1. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Look, I send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you." The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his roads straight." John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea went out to him and all those from Jerusalem, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and loosen. I baptized you in water, but he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit." And it happened in those days, that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came out of the sky, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." And immediately the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels were serving him. Now after John was taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is near. Repent, and believe in the good news." And passing along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew the brother of Simon casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you into fishers of people." And immediately they left the nets, and followed him. And going on a little further, he saw James the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were also in the boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father, Zebedee, in the boat with the hired servants, and went after him. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as having authority, and not as the scribes. And just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he shouted, saying, "What do we have to do with you, Jesus, Nazarene? Have you come to destroy us? I know you who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be quiet, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching. For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once the news of him went out everywhere into all the region of Galilee and its surrounding area. And immediately, when they had come out of the synagogue, they came into the house of Simon and Andrew, with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand, and raised her up. The fever left her, and she served them. At evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick, and those who were possessed by demons. And all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons. He did not allow the demons to speak, because they knew him. And early in the morning, while it was still dark, he rose up and went out, and departed into a deserted place, and prayed there. And Simon and those who were with him followed after him. And they found him, and told him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go somewhere else into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because I came out for this reason." And he went into their synagogues throughout all Galilee, preaching and casting out demons. And a leper came to him, begging him, and knelt down and said to him, "If you want to, you can make me clean." And being moved with compassion, he stretched out his hand, and touched him, and said to him, "I am willing. Be cleansed." And immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was made clean. And he strictly warned him, and immediately sent him out, and said to him, "See, you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing the things which Moses commanded, for a testimony to them. But he went out, and began to proclaim it freely, and to spread about the matter, so that Jesus could no more openly enter into a city, but was outside in desert places, and they came to him from everywhere.